I can have your attention here in the media center, we will go ahead and start tonight's post-race media availability for the Coke Zero 400. And we're joined by the third-place finisher, Paul Menard, driver of the number 27 Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. Paul, wild, wild race, as it always is here at Daytona. Congratulations on the third-place finish. Could you walk through how you got there?
Yeah, I mean, we on Thursday when we practiced, I knew that we had a really good handling car. Sucked up pretty good in the draft, but I knew it was going to handle well tonight, and it did. We wanted to race hard all night long, but I forget who wrecked up in one and two, but we got in the wall pretty hard and had to work on some damage, so that put us back. Then that's right at the end of the first stage, and it's going to go anywhere, so kind of bailed out of stages, and you know, a bunch of attrition, obviously, and we kind of passed some cars that way, but I got some really big runs towards the end and made up a lot of ground, and Boyer pushed the hell out of me the last lap. I was going to get a runoff turn four coming to the checkered. I guess I used it all up the lap before, but all in all, really good weekend for us, for RCR, for ECR. We had a lot of RCR race cars up front with ECR horsepower, so a lot of speed this weekend.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open up the floor for questions. If you have a question for Paul, please raise your hand. We'll start here with Matt.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. This is actually a question for both of you guys. Y'all were battling pretty hard there for second, and I guess this is more for Clint because you were kind of the aggressor in that situation. Was there any thought of maybe trying to line up there with Paul on the last lap and try to make a run at Ricky? And also for Paul, is there any thought like, man, you wish Clint was a little bit easier on you? A little long-winded, I know.
Off at turn four, is that your first race?
He pushed the hell out of me the lap before, and we didn't have a run coming to Ricky. Ricky was fast. Ricky was kind of moving around, blocking the wind, and I just wasn't very good with air on my hood. I needed to be behind somebody.
He needed to be behind me.
I was at the end.
Bastard.
Yeah, that's turn four. Pay window's open. Time to cut off all friendship.
We didn't have a run, so...
yeah, it wasn't... We were racing each other at that point. I know it really wasn't any run coming behind me that I was in jeopardy of getting us both in trouble. It was kind of who were we racing for second at that point.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go next to Bob here, and then we'll go upstairs to the press box. We'll go next to Bob, and then we'll go to the press box.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. I know that it seemed like everybody had a chance there at the end, but with the way Ricky had won Talladega, was he kind of the guy to beat, or was he kind of the guy that you were watching there?
Well, I mean, let's face it, you get down to the end of that thing, and look who the fastest car was. I mean, I don't know. He qualified. Where did he qualify? Third or fourth? I think. You know, I mean, he's the fastest car right then. He did a good job getting it to the front, and she set sail. I mean, it was... He does a good job of blocking. He's learned a lot. He's become a good plate racer, you know. And I remember when he came in, he was a little bit chaotic, but he's not now. He's got it figured out, and he's won two of them. Well, I mean, it's so hard. You do all that stuff. You block. You push hard. You do things that you don't want to do because it works. And it's a necessity, you know. I mean, you just that's part of it. You got to block hard. You got to cut people off. You got to push hard. You got to stick your nose in there where it doesn't belong. All the things that you know are capable of disaster. But if you don't, the next guy's going to. And 9 times out of 10, it works. It's just the nature of the beast.
I mean, track position means something at Daytona. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
We'll go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Matt Corson with theracingexperts.com. For Clint, with the playoffs quickly approaching, does this run provide more momentum or frustration for you and your team?
Well, it's definitely a momentum thing. I mean, look at the last 2 weeks. We've been, you know, second runner-up. Second sucks, but it's better than third, you know. And we finished second 2 weeks in a row, so that's a huge confidence booster for our team. But nonetheless, as you know, the pressure cooker's turning up. You're sitting there looking up there at that green-white checkered, you know, coming to the green there, and you're thinking, oh, no. Somehow, some way, I got to get up there and keep one of these guys that are going to be first-time winners out of this thing. I mean, that's real. It's alive. And it's something you're going to have to pay attention to. We hope you keep riding this wave and turn one of those seconds into a win.
We'll go next to Brad, then to Chris, then to Hill.
Brad Norman from NASCAR.com for either or both of you. A lot of the drivers who exited early all kind of said the same thing. Yeah, wrecked. All sort of said the same thing, and that this was a wilder Daytona race than normal, even by Daytona standards. Did you guys get a sense of that also, and why was that?
Well, if I remember the Daytona 500, we weren't three wide very much. It seemed like we were three wide all night long tonight. Why that is, I have no idea. Before the race, I was trying to figure out if it was going to be a wild race or not. I knew it was going to be a wild race for some reason, night race, sparks flying. Had a crazy Xfinity race a couple hours before. So, why some races are wilder than others, I don't know. It's pretty damn hot out there. Not a lot of grip, and cars are sliding around.
And I think for me, I think part of it is you come from Talladega our last time we were, plate racing, and you're able to run three wide, four wide, relatively easy. And then you get here and you're thinking, three wide's kind of the norm. After being at Talladega, but at the end of the day, you're three wide because you can. And then all of a sudden, somebody starts slipping up off the corner or something like that, checks up, stacks everybody up, block, late block or something. And the rest is history.
We'll go next to Chris, then to Hill, then to Caleb.
Yeah, hey guys, this is Chris Boyle from the Daytona Beach News Journal back here. You guys set a couple records tonight, 14 cautions and also the longest race time ever for the, for this event. So I want to know, was it difficult to set any kind of rhythm or with the amount of yellows throughout the course of the evening?
Well, just a sense of urgency with those cautions. Every time you stack them back up, it's somebody will put them three wide, and then you got to get up there. You got to block it. You got to seem like if they got you three wide on the bottom or the outside, and you lost that momentum, the rest was history. I mean, that second, are we under attack?
Incoming.
My God. I think they just blew every firework all at once. It was a malfunction. Why are we stuck in here?
I know. You're going to have to wait till the
4th of July. My wife
now
is pumped right now. She's got a 6-month-old and a 2.5-year-old screaming.
Kids are screaming right now.
Yeah. Sounded cool, though. I don't know. It's fun. We finished second, third. We did a good job. We didn't crash, didn't flip.
I crashed.
I'm hot. I want a cold beer. Are we done?
Not until we get to Hill Overton.
Oh.
WNDB Radio.
Do you have a cold beer?
We'll find one. Clint, I'll tell you what. So near, but that first win's close. But did you see how close the Kyle Larson car came down out of the air? And you missed him. I bet it looked like 5 inches. It was right there. Did you see that when you were going through? He was to your right, just barely, when he came down out of the sky?
I ducked. Not going to lie. I may have flinched a little bit.
He could have run your night.
I ducked to the Hans Klipps count. That's as far as I could go. That was glad he kind of, endowed it a little bit, got his rear end up in the air so I could go under him. I appreciate that. That kid's pretty talented. He didn't flip, did he?
No. It's a game of inches.
Yeah, it was close.
We'll go to Caleb, then to Jerry.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Dodgers. Clint, with Ford having sweeping all the restrictor plate events so far this season, what does that say about the Ford restrictor plate program?
Well, tonight, we just survived. And let me tell you something. At the end of that thing, you're looking over there and with every caution, you'd look over and it'd be a few of your partners over there in the pile. And you're like, uh-oh. And then the next caution would be a few more Fords over there. And the next thing you know, it's kind of me and Ricky there at the end. So let me just say this. Those Roush Yates, engines are phenomenal. Doug does such a great job, puts a lot of emphasis on this plate stuff, takes a lot of pride in it, and they should. Those things run amazing. They take a beating out there. At the end of that thing, I was overheating, blowing water, doing all the things that you know it's going to happen when we get like that. I was pushing him all the way down the back straightaway, all the way through 3 and 4. And yeah, it was just kind of one of those deals. We were up against the wall, and I was shoving, and I did, the water temperature was pegged and blowing water, but It's just those things are phenomenal. It's amazing any of these engines make it through this stuff. I mean, I'm just blown away if you really think about it and look at the mechanics of what goes on in them things each and every week. You're looking back at last week, all the RPMs and everything that turns. I'm just proud to have that Roush Yates horsepower under our hood.
Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Clint, and football secondary. But for you, man, second place again. I may have missed you talking about this, but how bad does it suck to get so close to the win? And for you, Paul, you guys, the RCR cars did pretty well tonight. Can you talk about y'all's program?
Well, I can guess. I could say as long as I get out of here before Ricky gets here, it's pretty good. He finished third, so I need to get out of here before Ricky does, and it'll go back to sucking.
As far as us, we had a lot of cars up front. Ty led for a while. Austin was pretty strong till he got wrecked. But we had a lot of RCR cars and affiliates and ECR horsepower and all that. That was all really cool. Really hoped that we could have gotten a win there. Got all three RCR cars in the chase. We definitely had a shot. Just couldn't get that run off turn four.
I really did think TJ was going to win for a little while. I did.
I knew you weren't going to win if I didn't.
Well, gentlemen, right now it's officially 13 minutes of midnight, but it is also beer 30 for you. So go enjoy.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck in Kentucky.